Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Good morning, Jerrica!
Oh, good morning, Joan! Oh, goodness, what a wonderful thing it is to be back in the saddle, as it were.
Spreading our legs.
Indeed.
And holding tight.
With our inner thighs.
And galloping forth.
But anyway, so you've bought a little bottle of champers in, Joan. I've got the old bottle of Campari and a good dose of soda. And then my schooner of sherry on the side.
Oh, lovely.
But anyway, so how are you? I hear that Ralph's back home again.
Yes, he's... He insisted on, he came out of the coma for a month.
Right.
Excuse me, I've got a bit of...
excuse me. Oh dear, Joan, that's the champers.
Joan. I'm so sorry.
Very out of character, Joan.
I'm so sorry. It's very unfeminine, isn't it? It's one of my ops. You know, we had the gag reflex taken out years ago, as you know. And it does mean that the burps will leap out uninvited. And... I know it doesn't suit me, but I can't help it.
Well, I've got the other end.
Oh, on the ground floor,
Joan, with loud puffs emitting whenever I stand up or sit down.
Is that your front bottom or your?
Well, it's both. It sort of all alternates, Joan. I never quite know which bit it's going to come out of. I've got no control.
I mean, in terms of whiffs, there's some super pants I found recently online. Not that I need them, but
no.
For the downstairs department, so that you can break wind front and back, you know, without any fear of a nasty sting.
Well, they're carbon.
Yes.
They're carbon pants, yes, aren't they, Jones? Yes. They absorb all the smell.
Absolutely. So, but I suppose it's a silencer. You want like a gun silencer.
Yes. And I think I've asked Mahmoud and he's looking into it. I think there are some... titanium pants that you can get hold of that will actually block the sound as well, with a carbon lining to absorb the noise. It's very hard, isn't it, Joan? I mean, we've been cooped up for the best part of a year now, really, it seems. And
also, I was up a lot of the night because Pierre had a problem with his penis, and obviously that's not my duty to sort that out, but
Excuse me.
Do care, and he said, would I take a look at it, and I was trying to just look at it.
You've got your head torch, haven't you?
Yes, I've got my head torch, and he sort of seemed to sort of knock my head down, and before I knew it, my mouth was around the end of his penis, and, I felt I was doing some research on it, because of course you have so many nerves in your mouth, don't
you?
Yes,
hundreds and thousands.
All kinds of things that you can't possibly detect. Absolutely. With the eye or the finger.
Absolutely, Joan. And of course the saliva contains antibiotics.
Yes.
So that's why dogs are so excessive, licky on a wound. So,
yes,
you know, Pierre will have perhaps, I don't know, unconsciously been aware that your mouth around his organ would have a very, very healing...
A strong antifungal properties. Yes, I think that's probably what it was, but my throat's a bit bunged up today.
Bit sore.
Right, should we crack on with our first
I think we better, Joan.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, a new family moved in next door to us and their Doberman sexually assaulted our ageing Labrador, Rachel, leaving her with PTSD. My husband was so upset that after a blazing row, he got up during the night, scaled the wall and shot the Doberman. The neighbours are suspicious, but I think there's no way that John can be caught. I just feel guilty because I had some intimate times with the Doberman myself after it accidentally wandered in one morning when I was showering. And that Zadie Hextable from Rochester.
Look, this is an age-old tale, isn't it, Joan? Dog assaults dog. Wife in shower. Doberman wanders in, assaults her. She enjoys it. Husband scales the wall, shoots the dog. It's an age-old tale, Joan, and one that's played out many, many times across the country, every day, really. People don't talk about it. It's something that's incredibly common. Mm. So thank you so much for writing in.
It's very common with these vicious dogs, the Dobermans, the Pit Bulls, the Mastiffs. They're very sexy dogs. Very sexy. It's like the bad boys of the dog world.
Absolutely. They're very testosterone driven, highly charged. They're fraught with sexual, pent up sexual energy, and you know, they're muzzled often because they just leap at women's crotches if they're out in the park and try and get in amongst it, and all very natural. Joan,
again, as is so often the case, you know, you look to the longer letter, and Zadie Huxtable, I think, was actually trying to show off her house, but what I noticed was she had left a little trail of doggy treats from downstairs right the way up to the shower. So essentially, she was trying to seduce this Doberman.
Yes, very much. Sounds like a sort of Hansel and Gretel seduction, doesn't it, Joan, of the trail of breadcrumbs. And oh dear me, before you know it, you've got a Doberman in the shower with you, going at your pudendum.
And it was actually, her husband is a very suspicious guy anyway, so he had recorded it on a CCTV camera and set up in the shower. And it's incredibly erotic piece of footage, because the dog is taking her every which way.
Well, they're very imaginative, these Dobermans. They're very bright dogs, and often, as so many domestic pets, you know, they're very bored. They're looking for something different, something fun, something to keep their attention. So absolutely, this dog finding this lady in the shower, naked as the day she was born, but with much bigger boobs. And he's just ready to feast on her, isn't he?
He's absolutely going. He's behind her with his paws up against the steamy glass. Yes. And then he's coming down from over the top of the shower head.
Yes, he's almost, he's got a Scooby-Doo quality to him, hasn't he? Joe's enormous paws and this very, very, almost smiling, but slightly vicious looking face. And yes, he's showing her no mercy, but she's certainly not, she's certainly enjoying it.
Oh, she's loving it. She's using the disabled seat as well to get herself into all kinds of contortions to please the Doberman.
Absolutely. And hanging off that shower attachment, which doesn't look very well secured, actually, which is perhaps part of the reason why the husband's so upset.
Absolutely. And then she's got footage of herself in bed with the Doberman afterwards, both of them having a ciggy.
Well, they, again, like the Beagles, very heavy smokers. Yes. Oh, dear. Well, you know, I mean, has it harmed anyone? I mean, obviously, the Doberman's been shot now, so it's essentially it has harmed the Doberman.
I think Zadie's probably quite sad about that.
And sounds to me like she had a very close and personal friendship, really, with this
really
dog.
It's almost as if it was the one for her. And I feel a bit sorry for their aging Labrador, Rachel, who has the PTSD.
Yes.
That sounds like Zadie was trying to compete.
Yes, rather does, doesn't it? That's a bit jealous of Rachel.
Yes.
And perhaps, all right, Rachel's teats are, you know, they're a bit past it, aren't they? Hanging down. They're not the most attractive of teats. And,
no, and these Labradors can be very dumpy, very whiffy, can't they? Rather stupid. Yes.
They can't control their appetite, these labs. So literally anything they come across, they will eat. Round the bins and, you know, anything that falls in their path.
They know they eat up old sick, don't they?
They'll eat up old sick, Joan. They'll eat up their own old sick. You know, they'll eat frogs in the garden. And if they can get the refrigerator door open, they'll wolf down everything, including the tubs and the packaging. Yes, it looks to me like this has been a sort of romantic triangle, shall we say, between Rachel, who's now upset, saying it was abuse. Perhaps she, I don't know, reading between the lines, wonder whether Rachel wasn't this Doberman's lover and felt rather usurped by this lady in the shower. And,
sexy Zadie.
Yes, Zadie and shady Zadie, who's got amongst it with this very desirable, very, very male Doberman, Scooby-Doo Doberman. And no, it's ended very sadly, Joan. And we've lost yet another wonderful alpha male.
It's tragic. Awful. Really is tragic.
Awful.
And,
awful.
Quite sinister.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, I recently lost my wife to another man. What are the best sex dolls on the market? Callum Jarpet from Fife. Oh, another Scot.
Another wee Scot.
And of course, as we've said before, we love it when we get letters from guys. It's so refreshing.
Yeah, so rare.
We really want
very
to hear.
Very few, don't
I
we?
I love to see your photos. And
yes, wonderful. What a lovely looking guy.
Gorgeous. I love that. The size of him.
Yes, he's probably caber tossing
oh, yes.
his way around Fife, I imagine. But, oh dear, I'm so sorry to hear this. Callum recently losing his wife to another man, and I can only apologise. I can't imagine what she was thinking, and I hope she'll be deeply unhappy and regret.
I'm sure she will, and yes, the chances are she'll develop some kind of illness.
Yes, I think so, with guilt and the depression that inevitably will follow her abandoning her,
Plus the fact he'll probably go off her, this new guy, pretty sharp.
Shadow of a doubt.
And then she'll be knocking at your door, but she'll be
back, and by then, Callum, you'll have moved on.
With your sex doll.
Or you'll be happily ensconced with one of these very realistic sex dolls that you can get on the market. Mm. Joan and I have designed a range, which we're going to be bringing out very soon, which have got all sorts of nooks and crannies that are great fun to explore. And real hair from Eastern European countries, and some are from India, and
some are from London. Several homeless people are willing to donate theirs.
Yes,
and a lot of it gets permed to create lovely pubes.
Yes, you can they pop on pubes. Now, some men like the dolls to have armpit hair. Some like leg hair. You can absolutely, the beauty of all of this now, Callum, and I would say don't get too down about this loss of this ghastly wife of yours, is that you will be able to you could completely recreate her in the form of a doll, and then do whatever you like really with her.
You could murder her.
Absolutely, you could swing large objects at her, you could take out your revenge, and because obviously they're made of a light rubber, she'll bounce. So if you want to fling her at a wall, she'll just simply bounce back off. So, if you've got any old feelings of anger and grief, you can certainly take that out on these sex dolls. You can buy a couple, have one for beating up and one for making love to. You could buy three. You could have all sorts of fun with interchanging them, and some people like to have dolls without any head hair at all. That's another option.
Or without heads.
Or indeed without a head. And sometimes that's easier. There's no eyes to look into or lips to get concerned about. Although obviously then you don't have the oral aspect of things.
But Jerrick and I have created dolls where there are lips and holes on other parts of the body, as Jerrick has said before.
Yes.
So you will find we've got our lippy back doll, which is just a back covered in lips, and you can do what you will with them. They're big, they're small, they're thin, they're whatever.
Yes.
And really go to town.
Yes,
on
absolutely.
That.
And so, by no means a shame, Callum, that you've been, made single. I'd look on the bright side. I think sex dolls can absolutely supply most of the needs of a man.
Absolutely.
Pretty readily, really. So, yes, absolutely. Well done for thinking of that option, and very best of luck.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, I've been with my guy Ryan for 3 months now, and things are fab, except he keeps asking me to ejaculate, and I don't know how to. Any tips? Helen Hamberloop, Chichester.
Oh, hello, Helen. What's the surname?
Hamberloop.
Hamberloop, that's a nice name, isn't it? It's sort of, I don't know why, it's making me think of Pippi Longstocking.
Yes, well, there was Hamble, of course.
Oh, Hamble on
Play School.
Play School.
Through
and
the
Brian,
round
dear,
window.
Dear
yes.
old Brian Kant.
Brian Kant.
Very
attractive with that.
Very attractive.
The days where men would sweep that hair from one side to the other over the bald patch.
Absolutely.
I mean, I love it when they do it from back to front.
There's nothing wrong with that, is there, Jo?
No.
Nothing wrong at all. Goodness, one of those practices that seems to have gone out of fashion slightly.
Well,
but,
people are going for all the transplants now. The
yes.
plugs and the sprays, colouring in the head with a felt tip.
Yes, all of that. Again, nothing wrong with that either. But, bring back Brian Kant.
Yes.
what a darling.
It was like Frank Boff as well, wasn't it?
Oh,
with
yes.
a sort of shredded wheat hair.
Indeed, but very attractive, very come hither sort of look, wasn't it?
Very much so. I love the craggy face. It was like Sid James. There's something about that lived in smoky face.
Gorgeous.
Broad, square face. With
yes.
that sort of...
I mean, some people said that wasn't appropriate on Play School, didn't they? And that Brian was a bit come hither and it was giving people the wrong idea. And honestly, people make this sort of thing up. There was nothing wrong with having a very, very, very attractive man presenting a children's programme.
I think it gave wonderful ideas to little girls for the sort of man they wanted to go on to marry.
Exactly.
But getting back to Helen Hamberloop talking about her partner, Ryan asking her to ejaculate, and she's asking for tips. Well, of course, we have a pamphlet on female ejaculation, which I know that you are really the one who has done the bulk of the work on.
Yes, I mean, as you know, Joan, it's been a passion of mine, female ejaculation. It's not talked about very much. It's pretty uncharted territory for many people.
But at the same time, let's be clear, it's what you should be doing. If you are not ejaculating as a woman, you are failing.
Absolutely.
You're not normal.
No, and it's a passive-aggressive act, actually, Joan. Women withholding ejaculate when men are working away and you know, pushing and probing and poking around to try and find this G-spot and the woman's sort of, no, I don't think it's there, I don't think it's there, causing the man to, you know, have manual or penile damage and everyone ends up very unhappy. So it's quite simple. The G-spot is very, very easy to find. Pop on a pair of any sort of gloves, really, just to give yourself some distance so that you imagine it's a man. Mm-hmm. So if your partner is particularly well endowed, you'll want to get an extension onto the finger and then pop perhaps a rubber glove on the end of that. So maybe get a carrot or something, push that into the rubber glove and then put your hand in. So you've got lots and lots of scope for poking and digging and pushing about up the vaginal passage. Go into a darkened room, lie down, just put on perhaps a scented candle, a little bit of music, and start to woo yourself into the mood. It's very easy. You know, flip through a copy of, I don't know, one of your favourite magazines.
From Mills and Boone, or Grazia.
And start to push quite vigorously inside the vaginal passage, 2 to 3 inches up inside. And, you know, people very, very squeamish about this and say, it hurts, it's, you know, it's difficult.
I've punctured my cervix.
Yeah, so pushed through and ruptured into the back passage. You know, don't be silly, obviously, don't go at it like a mad gold digger. But at the same time, you know, don't be shy. It's very robust, the vagina, as we constantly said. It can withstand all sorts of knocks and bumps and...
And battering, really.
And battering, as Joan says. You know, just get amongst it and there shouldn't be a problem. And then, of course, you know, this poor Ryan, sounds like he's very patient man, will perhaps stop asking you about it. And,
but to be clear, the G-spot is an actual spot. It's a button that you will find.
Yes, it's a button.
Up the passage.
Absolutely. It's almost like a Smartie. You'll feel it up there. It's sort of rounded edges, but very hard candy outer shell almost.
There is no chocolate inside it.
No. Nope.
But there is a fleshiness inside it, which has that softer melt in your mouth centre, although it's unlikely any guy, unless he's got some sort of tubular tongue, can actually get right up there.
Absolutely.
But if you do press that button, bingo, out comes the ejaculate.
And, you know, like a Smartie, actually, the resulting fluid is chocolatey brown and very, very sweet to the taste. So it's quite fun for both partners.
No wonder Ryan's gagging for some of that, because that's very yummy indeed.
Indeed. I mean, I'm wondering whether you need to also... Brian's obviously got a sweet tooth. You need to start feeding him up a bit. He's a very, very thin man, isn't he, from this picture?
He looks terrible there. He looks absolutely desolate, poor guy.
He's underfed. He's very thin. He's very
He's probably
wispy.
You know, emptying himself dry of his own ejaculate.
Indeed.
In a sort of vain attempt to overcompensate for Helen's stinginess, really.
Exactly.
And I think it's the same as, you know, women saying, I can only orgasm via clitoral stimulation. I can't orgasm via vaginal. Well, there's something wrong with you.
No, it's nonsense. Really, truly, I'm amazed at the patience of some of these men, you know, working away and aching wrists.
The pounding and slapping and pumping.
Oh, goodness, and the sort of juddering of the middle finger, you know, have you come? And the lady, no, not yet, keep going. This poor fellow wants to go off and have a good old, you know, spotted dick and custard and fill himself up. No, she needs another half an hour.
And then she's asking for the tongue. And then that's absolutely exhausting for a lot of these men who have these tiny tongues.
Well, absolutely. And looking at Ryan, he's got a weeny little tongue there, hasn't he, Joan? And bless him, probably working away with that tongue and getting nowhere. So yes, poor you, Ryan, and Helen, Hamberloop. Do please pull your finger out or, you know, whatever you need to do.
listeners may not know that we actually have a book coming out and audiobook.
Yes, indeed. So that's both in print form and in oral.
Ear, yes, oral.
Absolutely.
We love a bit of oral.
Everyone loves a bit of oral around Christmas, don't they, Joan? Ooh, so yes. Hopefully that will satisfy those with the big oral appetites around the festive season. Mm. It's called Do's and Don'ts from Dating to Death.
Why He Turns Away.
Indeed, and full of tips and ideas of how to keep your man happy.
Absolutely. Quizzes, recipes, stories, advice.
Yes.
Drawings.
Absolutely. Letters and much, much more.
Much more. Horoscopes.
Yes.
You name it, we've got it.
We've got it in there, including some very, very, very highly personal stories and tales of our own.
Lovely.
Right, well, unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. But good luck to everybody with all your different problems. Bless you all.
Great fun.
Absolutely.
We always enjoy delving into the depths of your troubled psyches.
Yes.
And
having a little pootle around. And
having a nibble around and a little ferret about and fumbling into the sort of problems and bits and bobs. So thank you so much for writing. And we do genuinely, you know, without you guys, there'd be no show.
No show at all. And we love it.
And actually, incidentally, if you do enjoy the show, it would be great if you could put a little like on our show website. I mean, obviously, we've got our
I might just awards. Have to open the window slightly.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry, Joan. Yes, please do feel free to let some fresh air, and there we go. I'm so sorry. Yes, I probably should explain to people that I've, as you know, got this awful blockage. I'm actually on my way to Mahmoud.
Well, I think your blockage, something's
definitely shifting. I'm so sorry. That's quite an extreme one, isn't it? Probably what sort of 5-day old thrush's egg, or I don't know what you'd compare that to, Joan.
It's quite dog meaty. Definitely some very pungent egg in there.
Some sort of
oniony
fish. Yes, I did have onion a few days ago. I mean, of course, what's happened now with this blockage is that there's a whole backup.
I mean, if you think about all the dinners you've had since you last went.
Well, of course, and plus I've obviously ingested some of the canal water with my morning swims.
Mm. One thing they can do, I know, with
Marmite, another sort of overtone of Marmite.
Yes, there is a little waft of that coming through. Mm. With the down belows.
I'm sorry, Joan, I'm going to have to open it a little bit wider. I just
hope there's nothing more going on beyond just general backup.
Yes.
And you've had so many nights out, haven't you, and big dinners.
Well,
and
this is it, you see.
Very gamey stuff.
A lot of game. Again, you can probably, we're getting gamey overtones here, aren't we, Joan, mixed with a sort of, I don't know, rotting vegetable. Almost.
Rotting body, almost.
Yes, almost like a corpse. The corpsey sort of smell.
Bit of a corpsey waft.
The strange thing is I've also, I've had a flare-up again of this Pruritus anii that's been so troubling. It's a thrushy-based issue, I think, but it's very debilitating. And I
think it's just the itching in public as well, isn't it?
When
you're trying to, and then you go through your skirt and you've got yourself all caught up in there.
That's it. And I've even done things like I've carried a large shopping bag around so I can hitch the skirt up and get right in there, but have the bag obscuring what I'm doing. But you know, nowadays everyone's got their smartphones and they know, don't they? So there've been some awkward, you've probably seen them if you're listening, you've probably seen these on the internet. You know, there's a shot of me, all right, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm having a good old go at my back passage. I've got long fingernails.
I mean, when you do itch in that way, it can be almost orgasmic in pleasure, can't
it? It's very enjoyable, Joan. I've just done another one. It's not so sorry, Joan. It's not.
I've got to be honest. Yes.
All right.
I think we better call it a day, guys.
So have a good, enjoy your days and enjoy your breakfast.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1.
Only from Rust-Oleum.